Greetings, Christian friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the RGRD broadcast as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? We're so happy that you've joined us today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned as we prepare now to join the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, as he brings forth a brand new, exciting message that I know will speak to every heart and bless you tremendously. This message is entitled, The Christian's Adoption. The Word of God is declared in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. What exactly is the Bible terminology of the word adoption? Let's join Brother Hardy now for this powerful message.
And when we come and show them the name of Jesus, already endorsing the check, because Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. How many say amen?
Amen.
When we come, you know, they check your signature. I want to see if it's on roll. Soon as you come with your prayer, the angel checks the records to see if you've been adopted. Hallelujah! And your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Immediately adoption, God wrote your name in. When that attendant comes back and says, here, this is a valid signature. Said, what do you want and how do you want it? You tell them how much money you want, and they usually ask you, when it's big, and I believe in asking big, they want to know how you want it. Tens, twenties, hundreds, thousands, millions, skillions. You abide in me. You're adopted in me. And my words abide in you. Then you shall ask. You could fill out the check what you will, and it shall be done. It shall be given to you because you are a joint heir. Don't think in the old mind when you were a discarded, crippled, wretched, beggar, overlorded by the devil and sin and the world and bondage. Hey, that old life has been broken. The power of that patria potestas has been disannulled, and the cross, and on this side, you are a new creation. You are a son of God and an heir of God, and nothing on this side of the cross has any power of you as long as you're on this side of the cross, and all the debts of that part of the cross is wiped out, and everything is new on this side, because if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new. All things are from your Father that has reconciled you, adopted you, placed you as his sons, and made you his heirs and joint heirs. I tell you, I feel so rich this morning. I kind of know how a billionaire feels when he wakes up. I don't know what number. We'll have to invent one. My number is scatillion or something. How many say amen? I own so much that you can never count the zeros behind it. How many say amen? I almost got so excited I spoke in tongues. And that's not so bad after all. How many say amen? For he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. I was probably stopping and saying, thank you, Father Patria Potaste. Somebody said, I thought you were speaking in tongues then. How many say amen? That I have been emancipated and vindicated. Hallelujah. Set free and vindicated of my sins in my own life, and declared a son of God and an heir of God and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. And because this is what God has made me when he adopted me and placed me as a son, I refuse to be a sinner. I will not let sin reign in my mortal body. It has no more power. Only God has power over me. I will not let the world reign in my mortal body. I will not let flesh reign in my life. And I will not let sickness, disease, fear, privation or poverty reign in my life. I am going to be what God in His Word and what He has done by the death of Christ says I am. And I am going to have what God says is mine. And I am going to do what God's Word says I can do. Everybody say amen. And God's Word says I am His heir and a joint heir with Jesus. And I refuse to lack, because the Lord has provided and I shall not lack. And I am going to do what God says I can do. And He said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ because I am an heir to His enabling power and His abilities. And I can do it, and I can live an overcoming and victorious life, just like my elder brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, did, for He is my example, and I am a joint heir with Him, and I share in all of His things, in all of His power, in all of His wisdom, in all of His majesty. And as He is in this world, John said in 1 John 4:17, so are we. I am going to be just like He is, a son of God, an heir of God, and I am going to take my inheritance and use it not only to have my own personal needs supplied, but to finish the work Jesus began to do and to teach, and that's to liberate the rest of mankind that I come in contact with. Oh, to let them know that there's a father, another father that loves them. And He's seeking to buy them from that old father, the devil, and sin, and privation, and suffering. Not cripple them, but heal them. Not use them, but bless them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And not discard them. Give them the wage of sin, death. Oh, but to draw them to His bosom and give them His gift, eternal life, and nothing shall be able to separate us. For what shall separate us? Who can separate us from this love of God? Oh, the depths of the love of God is beyond finding out. How many say amen? The more I dig in the Word, the less I know about God's love. It's greater than I thought it was the time before, the moment before. Oh, the depths of God's love, it's past finding out. You're going to have to experience it. How many say amen? And day by day, I'm experiencing God's great love, and I am going to be it. Say it with me. I am going to be who God says I am. And God says, I am His son. And I am His heir. And I am going to act like an heir. And I am going to have the things that belong to my heirship. I am going to enjoy it. I am not going to be troubled. I'm not going to be afraid. I don't have the spirit of fear, but that spirit on the inside says it's yours. It says, I have a father. I have a father. You're an heir. You're an heir. You're an heir. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Now, for years, a lot of people will understand why I say I refuse to be a sinner. I refuse to be bound. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be in need. I refuse to be weak, because I am a son of God. I know I don't deserve it, but God loved me anyhow. That's what makes it so wonderful. Hallelujah! I am an heir of God. God has willed me everything. Not in the distance, but right now. Present. How many say amen? And oh, I am going to take my place as a son of God, for the whole creation is waiting. It's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I know that means the ultimate glorification of our body, but the whole creation is waiting now. You know what would make this world see Jesus and get saved and want to get saved? If all of his brothers would live in their sonship. I said if we would act and live what God says we are, hallelujah, then that would provoke them to jealousy, because God said he raised up the church to provoke the Jew to jealousy. And then he said, amen, if they would see the blessings that are ours, the deliverance that is ours, the peace that is ours, if you would refuse to be bound, refuse to sin, refuse to be sick, refuse to suffer want, because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. All things are ours. Hallelujah. I can say it. I can do all things through Christ, who shares his inheritance with me, who strengthens me. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. You are an heir of God. You are a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. God is your patria, patastes. He is your father. Raise your hand and praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen. What a beautifully inspiring message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the Christian adoption. Do you realize if you've been begotten again of the incorruptible seed of God's word, that you are a son of God, and therefore as a son of God, you're an heir of God? The Bible says that God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, actually, that's a very intimate and endearing term. It would be equivalent to our saying, Dear Daddy. You may not have had a good relationship with your earthly father, but your heavenly father loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants you to know who you are as his child. And when you order this message, The Christian Adoption, because it's available and we're offering it on both CD and cassette, we want to send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Heirs of God, because the Word of God goes on to say that if we're sons of God, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs or equal heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's so important for us to know what our inheritance in Christ Jesus really is, because God has granted to us all things that pertain to our life and godliness through the knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request the Heirs of God series to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or go online at rghardy.org. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.